From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Adrian Orr after 7:30 this morning. He would have moved, but he didn't.
Yeah, that's dead right. So so just so everyone is aware, all the sort of the wheels of commerce, I suppose, are turning in from the point of view of markets, so share market, wholesale trading, currency trading. Of course, our regulators, yes, they're still doing the mahi. And look, in my view yesterday, Mike, we got a hawkish statement, but we got no move in the official cash rate. So indicative of these strange times that we live in, Mike. Now, when the dust settled yesterday, interest rates were generally sort of little changed from where they were on Monday. Some of the very short-term rates rates a little bit lower. Now, the official cash rate doesn't hold for now, but let's just pull out some of the key parts of the statement. There was reference to heightened uncertainty. And if you read the notes, and it's always useful to read these things, Mike, or the summary of the meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee, the final paragraph gives you the state of play. The committee agreed that their least regrets policy stance is to further reduce monetary policy stimulus to reduce the risk that inflation expectations become unanchored. So in light of the level four lockdown, the health uncertainty, the committee agreed to leave the OCR unturned. So look, the professional market was pricing the cash rate moving to 1% by the year end. Now, there's probably only two rate hikes priced in now. So this sort of interruption has meant we don't quite get the same number of hikes that we would have seen before the end of the year. Is that all material in the big picture? Probably not. The bottom line is they would have hiked if not for lockdown. The rogue factor though, Mike, the rogue factor is COVID and the duration of the lockdown. And it's a wild card, but be very clear, in the absence of COVID, the bank felt that economic conditions require less monetary policy stimulus. And later on, Governor Orr stated that the clear direction is to lift the official cash rate. So how did the market react? Well, the dollar fell sharply immediately, as did wholesale interest rates. Then we all read the words, and the currency bounced back, and interest rates tracked back up a bit. Currency has slumped overnight again as the offshore markets have digested the news. So just, yeah, it's on hold. We wait and see.
Okay, and as I say, Adrian, in about an hour and a half's time. Now, cool. What have we got? A couple of announcements, Fletcher's and Fisher-Paykel.
Yeah, well, so we'll have some very quick comments because there was a lot going on yesterday. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, they gained 78 cents yesterday. That's a 2.4% gain. So that added to the 4.5% gain the previous day. They had a virtual annual shareholders meeting yesterday. Let's all get used to being back on the Zoom again. And they gave a four-month trading update to the end of July, so nice up-to-date info. Small drop in revenue, 2% drop in revenue, revenue at $583 million, but it's in line with guidance given back in May. They did say, though, the interesting comment was the outlook currently is too uncertain to provide further forward guidance, but the market's still liking healthcare. Spark was out yesterday as they released results announced yesterday. Share price reaction was stable, up 0.5%, but very solid result. Stable earnings, although I did need to make a small adjustment for asset sales. They did lose some roaming revenue and a little bit of broadband market share, but I do want to point out with regard to Spark, the dividend is stable. Full dividend for the financial year 21 is 25 cents. That is a fully tax paid, fully imputed dividend. It's over 5% return tax paid. So for dividend investors, still very attractive, significantly higher than you're getting on TD rates. And we have to talk about Fletcher Building, a significant turnaround. So finally, we're sort of looking at good news on Fletcher Building as opposed to the string of, you know, disappointments. The result was above analyst expectations. They beat their guidance, earnings $669 million versus the guidance range of $610 to $660 million. Full year dividend 30 cents per share. They've got an ongoing buyback program. The CEO, Taylor, calls the outlook solid. So all in all, Mike, yesterday, the NZX 50 and the first day of lockdown went up.
And I like it.
Monday's losses. We like that.
What are those numbers?
So Dow Jones down a little bit this morning, down 157 points, 35,186 as I look at it. The S&P 500 is stable, 4449, and the NASDAQ 14,626, down 30 points. That's about 0.2%. The FTSE 100 down 12, 7169. The Nikkei 27,585. They were up 0.6%. Shanghai Composite gained over 1% yesterday, 3485. The ASX 200 down small, 7502. And as I said, the NZX 50 gained 84 points yesterday, 0.66% gain, closing at 12,718. As we speak, Kiwi dollar 0.6902 against the US, 0.9513 Aussie, 0.5888 euro, 0.5012 pounds, yen 75.85, gold is $1,789.26, and Brent crude, Mike, it's down. It's at $68.39, so petrol could get cheaper, but you're not going anywhere, so... Well, it doesn't really matter. Does
I come
it?
To work every morning to talk to you, Andrew, and it's the joy of the day.
Of course you do. And what a delight.
That's the truth. Jay, and I say that with all, you know, sincerity. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.